The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that shines a light on the ups and downs of everyday history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today, we're talking about a grisly act that captured the public's imagination and proved that sometimes, truth is much scarier than fiction. The day was October 14th, 1975. Ronald DeFeo Jr. stood trial for the brutal killing of his 6 family members, a crime known today as the Amityville Murders. The family's house was later said to be haunted, and these rumors served as the basis for the Amityville Horror book and movie series. The killings took place less than a year earlier, on November 13th, 1974. That evening, 23-year-old DeFeo Jr. entered a bar in Amityville, New York, screaming that his parents and 4 siblings had been shot inside their home. A few patrons from the bar accompanied him back to his family's house to confirm the story. Once there, a man named Joe Yeswit called the police to report the crime. Each member of the DeFeo family had been shot to death in their beds with a .35 caliber rifle. Because of the execution-style killings, DeFeo first tried to claim the murders were carried out by the New York mob, but by the next day, he dropped the act and confessed to the crimes himself. He told detectives, quote, "Once I started, I just couldn't stop. It went so fast." While the actual murders may have gone quickly, DeFeo Jr. took his time afterward. He later admitted that he took a bath and put on fresh clothes before heading to the bar to report what had happened. He showed the police where he had hidden his blood-stained clothes, as well as the murder weapon. Even with these crucial pieces of evidence, investigators were confused by several aspects of the case. For one thing, all 6 victims appeared to have died in their sleep. There were no signs of struggle, and neighbors didn't recall hearing any gunshots. It's unclear how the family members could have slept through the other's murder, but given the circumstances, it could be considered a small blessing. When DeFeo Jr.'s trial began on October 14th the next year, his lawyer tried to plead insanity, but the jury didn't buy it. A month later, DeFeo was found guilty on all 6 counts of second-degree murder. He was sentenced to 6 consecutive terms of 25 years to life. About a year after the murders, the DeFeo house was sold to George and Kathy Lutz, who moved in with their 3 children in December 1975. 28 days later, the family fled in terror, claiming the house was haunted by the restless spirits of DeFeo Jr.'s victims. George Lutz took his story to the press and recounted the supernatural events that had supposedly driven his family from their home. He said they heard strange voices in the night, that the house was infested with flies, and that the walls oozed green slime, among many other strange occurrences. Critics were skeptical of the Lutz family's claims, but the public couldn't get enough of the reports. Eventually, the story was picked up by author Jay Anson, who wrote a best-selling book about the house in 1977, The Amityville Horror. 2 years later, the best-selling book was turned into a movie of the same name, which later spawned 2 dozen sequels, spin-offs, and remakes, none of which are very good. As for DeFeo Jr., he continued to change his story, later claiming his sister and 2 other accomplices were the ones truly responsible for the murders. He eventually admitted that his defense in court had been a sham, saying, quote, "There was no insanity, only people talking to my lawyer about books, movies, and me being possessed." He apparently viewed the supernatural claims to be a bridge too far, saying at one point, quote, "There was no demon. You know who the demon is. I am the demon." After all these years, there's still no concrete motive for DeFeo Jr.'s crimes. He once told his lawyer he felt his family was plotting against him, but he didn't go into further detail. Some have theorized that he killed his family as a way to claim his father's $200,000 insurance policy, but if that was the case, the plan fell apart almost immediately. Since his conviction in 1975, Ronald DeFeo Jr. was held at the Sullivan Correctional Facility in Fallsburg, New York. Over the years, he filed several motions to have his case reopened, but all were denied. In March of 2021, DeFeo Jr. died at the age of 69. The full truth of what happened that night in 1974 died with him, but reports of supernatural activity in Amityville will likely continue long after his death. No matter what you believe about spirits or the occult, for the sake of his family's memory, I think we should take DeFeo Jr. at his word. There was no possession, no demon. The crimes and the punishment for them were his alone. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you enjoyed today's show, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and if you have any feedback for how we're doing so far, you can drop us a line at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.